When and how was the leak first discovered?
When was Sunday afternoon, early afternoon, a security guard at the site noticed a reduced amount of water in the ash pond. And Duke Energy quickly notified state and federal authorities of the situation and began action right away to stem the leak.
What's known about why the pipe broke?
The pipe is corrugated metal, the section that broke, and it's not clear if it had deteriorated or what the cause of the break was. It had been in place for more than 20 years. And so it's possible it could have deteriorated, just collapsed, and that resulted in the ash and the water moving into the river.
It's been reported that the section that broke was corrugated metal, but that other sections are actually concrete.
That's correct. About two-thirds of it appears to be corrugated metal, the section that collapsed, and then the remaining third is reinforced concrete, the section that actually empties into the river.
When did the plant open, and how long has it been dark?
Well, Dan River has been operating since the early 1950s as a coal plant, but it ceased being a coal plant in 2012. Duke Energy closed the coal generation units and built a new natural gas-fired power plant that's been operating since 2012.
It's also been reported the leak could involve up to 100,000 cubic yards of coal ash. Is that accurate, or is it actually more or less?
Our estimates are that approximately between 50,000 and 82,000 tons of ash, about 5 to 8% of the total volume at the pond, escaped into the river. That's an estimate at this point.
Could you compare for us the coal ash pond along the Dan River to the utilities coal ash pond in Asheville?
I don't have the statistics on the Asheville site, so I couldn't do that accurately.
It's been reported that the Dan River site is 27 acres. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Do you know if there are stormwater pipes underneath the pond in Asheville?
We believe that there's only one other plant in our system in Indiana that has a stormwater pipe that runs under the facility, under the ash pond.
So you don't believe there's a stormwater pipes underneath the Lake Julian site?
Correct.
How do you reassure residents of Western North Carolina that something similar won't happen at its facility in Asheville?
Well, our focus is always obviously on public health and safety and making sure that our facilities are run in the most efficient, professional manner possible. Every experience is a learning experience, so we'll revisit at all of our sites any issues related to this. This was a unique situation, having a storm drain that carried storm water, rainwater, underneath the pond. That's not a common practice at our other sites, except for the one in Indiana that I mentioned. So that risk is minimal or non-existent, essentially, at other plants. As far as Asheville and all of our sites, we have regular monitoring of all of our facilities. We have health and safety experts to continuously watch carefully over those sites and make sure that they're operating in the most safe and effective manner possible.
Environmental groups claim the coal ash ponds are, quote-unquote, primitive and outdated. What does the utility have to say to that?
Before the Dan Eden spill this week, Duke Energy, as announced publicly and discussed quite extensively, has been looking at remediation and closure of coal ash ponds at our retired coal plants. And so we've been studying the different methods to do that, and that process continues and will continue at all of our sites to bring those sites back to pre-operational conditions. We have not completed those studies, but they're ongoing, and that is the source of a considerable amount of effort within the company in terms of analyzing the best way to close those ponds at retired coal plants.
Those environmental groups have also called on the utility to actually close out not only the ash ponds at the Dan River steam station, but all its waste sites across the state, or relocate and update the way in which the utility stores the ash. But you just said that you're exploring retiring these coal ash ponds only at retired power plants.
Right. Well, we have converted to almost all of our operating coal plants, we've converted to what's called a dry fly ash method. and this is called, it's called, considered an industry best practice, and that manages the fly ash in a lined landfill, protecting groundwater. So we've already converted at our operating plants, most of them, to the lined method. But the ash is still on those sites, but in a lined landfill situation. And so we're moving in that direction, and at our now, and we're also studying simultaneously our retired plants and the best method to handle the coal ash that remains on those sites, even after these plants have closed. We've retired half of our 14 coal plants in North Carolina in the last several years, moving to natural gas. We're definitely moving away from coal, and now we're working on the best way to take action as far as the coal ash ponds that are left behind.
And is there a timeline to make that conversion in Asheville?
No, we don't have specific timetables, but the studies have been moving expeditiously and will continue going forward so that we can have some resolution at all of our sites.
Will the coal ash pond in Asheville be converted to a lined dry storage facility?
That's still under study as well, so we can't make it. We have no final decision there yet.
Environmental groups have also said the coal ash ponds are, quote-unquote, disasters waiting to happen. How does the utility respond to that charge?
Well, Duke Energy maintains its facilities in a safe manner and continues to do so. This is an unfortunate situation, and Duke Energy is focused on correcting this leak, obviously, and we're fully accountable to make things right to resolve the issue. The flow has dropped dramatically in the last few days, and we'll make sure that we work closely with federal and state agencies to restore the river and make sure that we do everything possible to bring the conditions back to normal in the Dan River area. But we have to look for long-term at all of our sites, and we said we were doing that long before this incident. We said we would be doing that, and that solutions will be forthcoming in the near future on all of our sites.
Do you think that this threatens water sources downstream?
No, and in fact, the sampling that's been taken by the state and EPA and by Duke Energy has indicated the water remains safe, drinking water for the cities of Danville and South Boston. The water treatment plants have been able to treat the water to ensure public health and safety. Even some of the trace metals, such as arsenic, lead, and selenium, were at the lowest levels that the instruments could even detect, so that there was no a bump up in the amount of those items in those elements in the water source. So that's good news so far, and we're hopeful long term there will be no public health or safety issues here at all.
How confident are you that downstream water systems are not threatened?
Well, actually, the city of Danville issued its own news release and has said publicly that their tests show no adverse effects on the public drinking water in Danville, and likewise our testing in South Boston, and the government has found no impact on the water quality there through dissolution that occurs as the water, you know, is the dispersion that occurs in large bodies of water. So that's there's no impact on water, public water supplies.
Dave Scanzoni is a spokesperson for Duke Progress Energy. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, David.